Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional.
Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started.
Before we jump into the episode, I want to share something super cool with you. I have created a way for you to listen to the introduction to my new book, Happy Days, The Guided Path from Trauma to Profound Freedom and Inner Peace. You can listen to the intro for free at deargabby.com/happydaysaudio. This is such a nice opportunity for you to get a taste of what the book's about and hear my voice and see if it's for you. See if this is your moment. See if this is your book. Go to deargabby.com/happydaysaudio. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. Today I have a really interesting episode for you, something that is very, very deep, very timely. I believe it will be very helpful for anyone who is struggling at this time to grapple with what's happening in the world. This episode actually was an interview that I did another woman's podcast, a beautiful woman named Joanna Chmuras, and she has a podcast called A Story to Tell. And she's a woman who lives in Poland at this time. She has been working to really support people through this crisis that's happening in the Ukraine, support the Polish community in their experience of welcoming refugees. It's such a gorgeous conversation about how to stay in your spiritual solution mindset and to really open your heart to the miracle mindset, even in times of crisis. I share a lot of methods for how to take care of yourself in times of crisis so that you have more energy, so that you can actually show up for other people and yourself. I offer exercises that you can use to build your spiritual resilience, even in the most difficult times. This is such a big part of the conversation that I can't wait for you to take in. She asked me a lot of questions about how you can use your physical body to stay hopeful and optimistic. And so I go really, really deep into it. And I give you these methods. Even if you're living in a tiny apartment, you can use these physical practices. I offer this amazing mindset shift that will keep you connected to hope no matter what's happening around you. I share a therapeutic tool that I use to change the way I look at things. And it's really a beautiful method that was inspired by my mentor and friend, Dr. Wayne Dyer. There's so much packed into this interview. Again, she's interviewing me, so this is a little Dear Gabby turn of the table. And it's really about using your spiritual tools to support you during times of crisis. Wherever you are in the world, you're experiencing some form of crisis. We are alive in a pandemic. We are alive when there's a war. We are alive when there is a tremendous amount of fear, financial insecurity. I don't need to remind you of everything that's happening in the world. So I want to really offer you the techniques to really support you with your anxiety and support your nervous system, and most importantly, give you hope in this difficult time. And I want to thank Joanna for being a midwife for this conversation. Her energy and her love brought out a very open conversation about how we can really lean on our spiritual faith to live with grace, no matter what's happening around us. Enjoy the show.
When there are millions of immigrants, you know, trying to figure out their life from scratch, how can we support them? And also, how can spirituality support them and us in helping them?
Beautiful question. Well, I think whether you're a first responder, literally in Poland, welcoming people into your country and in many cases into your home, or you're millions and millions of miles away, many of us have a pull to show up, to do something, to be of service, to be a container for people to feel held. And I believe that when we have these moments of desire to show up, we can obviously get shut down when we think we have to do it all. But it's really the ripple effect of each individual's commitment to one another that allows us to create long-lasting extended change. So for myself, I can only speak for myself right now, but I'm not in Poland, but I'm in America watching what's happening in the world, just like everyone else. I got a message from a woman named Alexandra who lives in Kyiv, a young woman. She messaged me a few days before the invasion and the war. And she was like, I need a prayer, reach out. And we've been communicating ever since. And so while I have felt extremely powerless all the way over here, and you guys have a lot more power to serve than I do, I made the commitment to be in the service of this one person, to employ her in ways that I can, to support her, to exhaust every option of helping her get out if and when she decides to leave, and to make that commitment to her. Mm-hmm. My grandmother was a Holocaust survivor. Mm-hmm. And her ability to be in Switzerland at that time and her ability to then get to England and the people that helped her along the way are why I'm here. Mm-hmm. So my feeling is if I can help one life, then I have done my job. And so being in Poland and witnessing a lot of lives coming through and wanting to show up, focus on the individual, focus on what you can do. Because if you try to do it all, you'll get burnt out and overwhelmed. And then you're not going to be able to be a container to hold that. Because you guys are going through this in your own way. Right? You're right on the border of this horrific experience. You're witnessing people come through traumatized. You're collectively traumatized. So you have to care for yourselves so that you can be a healthy container to show up for others. For you specifically, as a psychologist, I would really just get granular here and suggest doing any kind of online meetings or getting people to safely gather in the support of one another. Sharing tools, as you see I do, for people to help them regulate, and reaching out exactly as you have to me and just having conversations like this. You're already doing it. Yeah. And you look so angelic. It's almost, I mean, you're absolutely gorgeous, but there's this angelic presence. Like I feel that you know you're working with an angelic presence, that it's not just you. There's a spiritual presence working through you. And I felt that with my grandmother saying, help this girl, help this young woman. And so just DMing with her about 10 minutes ago, you know, this has been going on for 3 months, right? And it won't stop and it won't stop. And maybe one day she'll live in my town and I'll take care of her. I don't know. We'll see. That's my goal.
Yeah. Thank you for appreciating that. And also thank you for sharing that even helping, even, you know, air quotes, helping one person is also helpful, because sometimes we fall into the trap that you either help like 1,000 or you're not helpful at all.
Right.
A bad trap to fall into.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's ways to do both. You can make donations to organizations that you know are helping many, and at the same time, you can show up for that one individual. But for me, I think that the benefit, thinking about the fact that my grandmother was able to get to safety and be safe, is why I'm here. Yeah. So there's a whole generation that will be alive as a result of the support you can help for one individual. I'm going to take a quick break from the show to talk about
one of our really valuable sponsors here. This is the time that we need most to really be allowing ourselves to lean into grace, lean into inner peace, care for our mental health. Frequent listeners of this show already know what I'm about to say. You know that the most important element to our spiritual foundation, our relaxed state, our nervous system being at ease, is a meditation practice. And this is the number one non-negotiable in my life. I have meditated every single day for the past 20 years. Oh my God. Really 17 years devoted meditation practice. And that's why I'm so proud that our sponsor today is Calm, the number one mental wellness app to give you the tools that improve the way you feel. This beautiful app, which I'm sure you've heard of, is there to help you to reduce stress, release anxiety through guided meditations that help you improve focus with curated music tracks. And these practices are really helpful to help you rest, recharge, and really give your body that sense of safety that you need. And there's even new daily movement sessions that are designed to relax your body and uplift your mind. So if you're thinking, Gabby, how am I supposed to fit this into my already busy day and all the things I have to do and the errands and the laundry and the emails and the cooking and blah, 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 blah? Well, remember, it's all about taking the small right actions. Even 15 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever it is that you can give yourself each day can make an impact. That time that you turn inward can create radical change in your life. Let Calm be the little boost you need to prioritize yourself. And if you go to calm.com/Dear Gabby, you get a special offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription, and new content is added every single week. Over 100 million people around the world use Calm to take care of their mind, and I am proudly one of them. Calm is ready to help you stress less, sleep more, and live a happier, healthier life. Commit to a daily practice and watch the shifts unfold. And for listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/Dear Gabby. Go to calm.com/Dear Gabby for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/Dear Gabby. I hope you're enjoying this special episode of Dear Gabby. One major key to keeping the high vibes amidst the chaos, which is our conversation today, is to move your body. And one of my favorite ways to de-stress is just simple physical movement daily. That's why I love the Evlo method. It was designed by Dr. Shannon Ritchie, a doctor of physical therapy, who is proving that you don't need to focus on burning more calories or pushing your body to the limit. We don't want to do that anymore. It's about developing a strong, fit, healthy body. The Evlo method, based on neurology, biochemics, and physiology, leads to increased muscle definition, but doesn't destroy your joints or leave you feeling depleted. Evlo proves that gentle consistency always wins over intense inconsistency. That just makes me relax saying that out loud. It feels so good to know that I don't have to push my body to its limit, nor can I anymore. I don't have the resilience and the comeback rate I used to have. And so these workouts are really gentle, which I love, and they're extremely effective for your muscles and helping your body when you're uncomfortable and physical pain, all the things that we need as we exercise. Evlo helps you create a schedule so you can know exactly which classes to take. They're, 30, 45 minutes. They're so fast, easy to do. You can even really just throw in a 5 or 20 minute workout, whatever is right for you. Evlo usually offers a 14-day trial, but it's extending the free trial to 30 days for our listeners with the code Gabby at checkout. Visit evlofitness.com to learn more and try their membership for 30 days with the code Gabby. Work out smarter, not harder.
On the 24th of February, I woke up, I heard the news, and I thought immediately, like, okay, so what can I do sitting in a safe house, in the capital of Poland? And I thought, I have to write. And I have what you mentioned pretty often, like a sort of, I was just writing down something that was coming from somewhere else. I was just, jotting down, and I posted on my social media. And the post more or less was all about, okay, the war is like happening right next to us. What do we have to do right now? Every person you see that you love, tell this person that you love her or him or they. When you're going to drive your car to the, to your work, put on a music that you love and appreciate that you can listen to that music. Like the smallest things that we can do. And I got appreciated a lot, but I also got criticized for that. Like, people are dying there. Like, what does it make a difference to listen to music that you like? Like, you know, you're too spiritual. You're too like airy. You're too like not grounded. Like, listen, girl. And I thought, why again do we do that dichotomy? Like, it's either or. It's both. So yeah. How do you deal with, you know, that sort of criticism?
I think it's acceptance. You know, not everyone, most of humankind are not ready to make that shift. That's why there's war, because of people that have unresolved wounds. So those of us who have those desires to lean into growth and inspiration and spiritual connection, we can't expect everybody to get on board. But those of us who have the willingness to do it, that's on us. We have to raise the vibration. And somebody said something to me the other day. They said, we're talking about a friend of mine who's struggling and I was trying to help them and she didn't want any help. And she said to me, that's her contract. You have yours. And so, you know, if somebody's criticizing you, either just forgive and delete or just say very simply, I'm just sending prayers to you to feel safe in whatever way you can. Because don't stop what you're doing. Don't dim your light. The moments of your grace really count. And I'll tell you why. When you are in that state of deep connection to your spiritual power and your spiritual presence, you have more energy. You have more intuition. You have a stronger sense of connection to the universe. You have more physical well-being. Mm-hmm. In that state, you have more power to help others. Mm-hmm. Don't dim that light.
And what are the practices that you would suggest or you would invite us all to do while still navigating through this darkness, but also probably more to come? What can we do to keep the light on?
The same thing I've been saying to my friend Alexandra, who's living in Kyiv right now. It's really about building up your spiritual resilience. Mm-hmm. So right now she's in Kyiv. She's in the middle of this war. She's with her partner. She has her dog and she's meditating daily. She's listening to EMDR music while she meditates. She's listening to the Miracle membership. She's reading the books. She's deepening her prayer. She's actually doing some of the biggest, most profound personal growth work that I've ever seen anybody do in a crisis. Mm-hmm. And she's using the time to really get right within. I would always really lean on the heroes that came before us, doing whatever we can to create that spiritual resilience.
Mm-hmm. That actually translates into physical resilience and physical
definitely
strength to help others. Yeah.
Definitely, because when other people around us are co-regulating with our energy, mm-hmm. and when you have the power energy, when you have the energy of light, when you have the energy of grace, it's actually very important for you to be boundaried so you don't pick up the energy that's not that frequency, but also to be that presence in that scenario with the other. So I liken it to a child, to being with a baby, a little child, or even my kittens, right? My presence can dictate the whole energy of the room. And so they're regulating off of my presence, but they're not taking anything from me. They're just receiving the benefit of my presence. And so don't ever underestimate that.
Mm-hmm. And when we are surrounded with darkness, because now we talk about war, but there are still like the regular things happening. People get sick, they die, they divorce, they you know, have to move, leave their houses, not only Ukraine, but all around the world. Maybe it's a big question, but how to not lose hope in humanity, in the goodness in the world? Because it's easy to do it. Like there's mm-hmm. so many things happening around the world that mm-hmm. you think, oh, we're just, you know, moving downwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can't lose hope in humanity. That's what we've got. Hope is what we've got. We can also not override the reality of what's happening around us and pretend like it's, we can't spiritually whitewash it, right? Like, oh, that didn't happen. So it's about taking in and processing the information and the experiences and using whatever work we can, whether it be trauma-based therapeutic practices or breath work or body-based work or physical movement is very valuable at this time. Even if you're stuck in an apartment, just physically moving, yoga, stretching, moving, because you don't want to get that energy stuck in you. But the hope has to remain, because without that hope, then
we succumb to that depth of darkness. So we must, for our own well-being and for the well-being of the world, maintain that hope. And the way to stay connected to hope is to redirect your vision, your view. So do you choose to view the darkness, or are you going to view the light in the situation? So the scenarios where you witness people helping one another, you witness the survival, when you witness the opportunities, the caring. When 9/11 happened in the United States, there's two lenses I could have walked the streets with. The fear lens, which was there, of course, but I worked through it and continued to daily. But this lens of just witnessing humanity and its greatness, right? Witnessing people who never would have communicated before communicating, witnessing cab drivers pick homeless people up off the street and drive them uptown, witnessing just carrying people around. I lived in downtown Manhattan. So just seeing that true humanity, and to do your part to stay in that vision forever, not just for a period of time. This is very valuable.
Yeah. And I think it's sort of a choice that we can make every time we see something difficult happening. I was driving down downtown today, and I stopped at the traffic light, and the lady behind me started honking because I wasn't, you know, fast enough to move when the green lights went on. And my first reaction was like, geez, like why? And then I thought, how about, let's make up a story about her. Maybe she's rushing to get her baby out of the nursery because they called and something is wrong. And it sort of like shifted my energy, like compassion. Okay, I'll speed up. If she's in a hurry, then I'll speed up. And it's all about the second that I make that choice.
You're extraordinary. I adore you. I can't wait to be friends with you. I hope to visit you in person. That's exactly right. It's recognizing that we're all suffering. Even the worst people in the world are suffering, and they're suffering most. The suffering is a collective experience. What I often do is, if I'm around someone who is having a bad attitude, I just double down with kindness. Just like, you look beautiful today, you know, and I mean it. I'm not bullshitting them, but I double down with kindness, because what do they need then? You know, they need you.
Even more than the happy ones.
Right. Time for a quick ad break that's going to help you save some time in the kitchen. You know, this is my favorite time, but sometimes I don't have time for it. That's the deal, guys. Even if you love to cook, you don't always have time for it. And you know I love to cook, but I am busy. I am a busy woman. So I am really, really proud to share that our sponsor today, Hungry Root, is the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality food delivered to your door. They've got healthy groceries, simple recipes, all in one place. Take a fun short quiz. I love a quiz. I really love a quiz. I love people to tell me exactly what my model is in whatever form that is. So take this short fun quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know you, your goals, and how you like to eat. Are you gluten-free? Do you like sweets? They'll keep you top of mind and start building your cart for you. You're not just getting your weekly grocery haul. You can also shop thousands of simple recipes that actually put your food to use. And the best part is, everything that Hungry Root offers follows a simple standard. It's gotta taste good. It's gotta be quick to make, and it contains whole, trusted ingredients. Eating healthy is an important part of taking care of yourself. But living a busy lifestyle, I know, can be really difficult when you're buying groceries and you're trying to cook meals and prepare for the week. Hungry Root will recommend groceries they think you will love. So take their suggestions, and you can also choose from a variety of different produce that you want. How awesome is this? Oh my God. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Dear Gabby listeners 30% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/Gabby to get 30% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/Gabby. Don't forget to use our link so that they know we sent you. This episode is sponsored by Ritual. I love this brand. I'm a big smoothie girl, and I have a big smoothie family. My son is obsessed with his blueberry strawberry smoothies. And one of the most important ingredients in my smoothie is my protein powder. And I have just gone through all kinds of protein powders. I've walked the aisles of Whole Foods. I have researched. I have done my due diligence. And I have found my protein powder. It's Ritual. It is period, end of story, Ritual. They have protein tailored to what you need most. You can choose from three thoughtful formulas with 20 grams of pea protein per serving. 20 grams of protein is a lot. And when I was pregnant, I was using their daily shake for pregnancy and postpartum. And now I'm using their daily shake 18 plus. What I love most about their product is that it's such a great taste. It tastes like a milkshake, like a vanilla milkshake. And it's super easy to incorporate into your daily rituals. Haha. And if I don't have time for my smoothie, I just add water to it and throw some ice in and I just walk out the door. Also, Ritual is different than other protein powders. Ritual's one-of-a-kind visible supply chain. You know the what, how, and why of every labeled ingredient. It's also sustainably sourced. Ritual is packed with 20 grams of protein per serving, made from sustainably grown peas, regeneratively farmed right here in the United States. And the big one for me, there's no added sugar or sugar alcohols. And it's still sweet and tasty. It tastes like a milkshake, I'm telling you. So ready to shake up your protein ritual, my listeners get 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/DearGabby. Ritual knows you'll love their protein powder so much that they offer a money-back guarantee if you're not 100% in love. Visit ritual.com/DearGabby today for 10% off your first 3 months.
I admire your relationship, if I may say so, with Wayne Dyer and everything, you know, he did in our lives and in your life. And there's this one sentence that I go back to, like, every time darkness, you know, is creeping into my life, that he said something like, when you change the way you look at things, things around you change. And I think this is sort of a solution or a tool that we can apply every single day, every single day. Yeah. How do you apply it?
Oh, well, I always use the 8 C's. So in internal family systems therapy, which you might be familiar with, we lean into how can I see this with curiosity and courage, compassion, connectedness, creativity, calmness, and giving ourselves curiosity, if I left that one out, courage, right? So just really give ourselves the shift of, I want to see it through the lens of that negativity. How can I lean into those C qualities? Those C qualities are our higher self. That's who we really are. That's the truth of who we are.
Mm-hmm. And I also reach out for the help, not only living beauties like you right now, but also the spiritual guide. There's always someone behind me. Like even if I fall into the trap of, you know, being down to the earth thinking, oh my God, I'm all alone. I'm never alone. But I do struggle with, now I've said it out loud so everybody knows it, but I also work with, in the business settings, in the business context. And it's sort of that part of me that I show rarely because, as you said to my previous questions, not everybody's ready for that. However, I want to ask you, because you've got extensive experience in that, is there any way I can sort of invite people to reconnect to their guardian angels if they do not believe in it?
I would really help them connect to their intuition and inspiration. As Wayne Dyer would say, in spirit is inspired. So if your language is such that you recommend these practices for connecting to that intuitive inner voice, inner guidance system, intuitive, inspired nature, then they can get behind that. The second that you say something about angels, they're going to check out and then you can't do your job. So you have to really do your part to just, in whatever way you can, just expand the language, expand the lexicon.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And what do you do when you get anxious or scared or afraid?
I have a lot of practices. I do a heart hold. I place my hand on my heart and my other hand on my belly, and I just breathe deeply, deep belly breath, inhale on the diaphragm, and then on the exhale, I let that relax. I drop my tongue. I relax my tongue. And that just starts to relax my jaw and my whole nervous system settles. I move physically. I get curious about what's coming up. I ask myself, you know, what do you need? How are you doing?
Mm-hmm. But fear is only one of the plenty of emotions that we experience. The other one is anger. And I love what you write about in your latest book about the rage on the page thing. And I don't know what it's like in the U.S., but in the Polish setting, and going back to my generation and the former ones, or our parents' ones, females especially, we're not very encouraged to get angry. We're supposed to be nice and happy and shy in the corner waiting for somebody to ask us to the front or to the center. And especially with the Catholic background that supports that vision. So I think culturally, Polish women are getting reconnected with their anger, but not in a negative way, but as sort of integrating it back.
Beautiful. Excellent.
Because I do think we need it.
Oh, yeah. I would recommend that practice to your patients for sure, because they may be so afraid to rage that you may need to even use different language, like, you know, thoughts on the page or something, like get out whatever it is that you need to get out. Do it freely, do it effortlessly, because if you don't have a safe place to release it audibly or, you know, just speaking truth, get it out onto the page. And what I love about that also is listening to that binaural music, which I can give you to share with people. It's on my Spotify. And that will help reprocess those emotional disturbances while you're in that practice of journaling.
Mm-hmm. And from the spiritual point of view, what is the benefit of integrating anger into our everyday life? Because some people think that anger is on the dark side. I don't agree.
Whatever we don't let out stays stuck within. So we will, if we hold on to that anger, it's going to show up in our back pain and our migraines and our sleep issues. It's just going to keep showing up. Mm-hmm. It's going to keep showing up.
And following up on women, when the refugees were coming into Poland, most of them are women and children. And I thought immediately of how about if I step back and look at the wave of femininity moving into our country, the Slavic wave. There's a reason for it, I think. So I'm not
sure
what the answer is there, but any ideas?
Wow. Well, I'm just going to follow what your intuition is, and that's stunning, this beautiful wave of feminine coming through. How powerful is that? Wow. I think that it's a beautiful image just for me to hold, and I think that you'll be the first to know what that's for and be in the support of it.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully embracing the power that it brings into our country, because it's all about, I think, sisterhood and trying to reconnect to women, because we were, for ages, we were like not really encouraged to do that. But now I think we're sort of reconnecting to the idea of being friends to one another and not the foes. So I think there's something in it.
Yeah. Well, in times of crisis, that's often when we start to connect to those who we never otherwise would connect to. A lot of the pretenses dissolve and the boundaries dissolve. The unified desire to heal comes as a stronger resonance between people than when we're just walking around and everything seems fine.
Yeah. And I think I was on the 24th of February, I was giving a talk online and I was supposed to do, you know, something, but then obviously it all shifted. And I think it was one of those experiences when I saw there were like 100 people on it and all cameras were on, and sort of like you felt the connection in the time of crisis. We so wanted to be together that it was one of the, and it was a business context. And I thought, wow, in those challenging moments, the masks just fall off and
off. That's exactly right. And when we have these openings for that, we have to jump in and just show up. I think that's exactly right.
Yeah. And going back to your beautiful books, and I do like giveaways, like send to everybody, try to figure out like the gifts, like read that one. My favorite one is The Universe Has Your Back, obviously.
I think that's most people's favorite for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
But which of the books would you recommend as the ones to reach out in the times of darkness?
Right now, I think The Universe Has Your Back would be really valuable for people. But I also think, because it's about transforming fear into faith. But if someone's really willing to do some deeper work and start to feel relief and needs to face some trauma, which is most people, but not everybody's ready for it. But if they are ready for it, I would say read Happy Days or listen to the audiobook.
Yeah. I do have one question from our viewers, and it goes like this. How should we talk to immigrants in crisis when we often don't have any answers or words that can give them much hope?
The 8 C's: compassion, curiosity, calmness, connectedness, creativity, courage. And there's another one that I'm leaving out. But being in that curiosity and that compassion towards the courage, mm-hmm, is yourself with a capital S. And so when you meet anyone from that place, that will have a helpful resonance for them, that will support them.
Yeah. And again, I think we fall into the trap of having the right words.
It's not what we say, it's how we show up.
Yeah.
Your presence is your power.
Yeah, exactly. Not having, I think Brené Brown says something about that empathy sometimes is all about just being with that person and having all the answers to that. Yeah. If there's anything you feel like you want to share with our viewers, Polish.
Yeah, I really do. I want to speak to the Polish people and say, on behalf of all of us watching from around the world, not able to be a presence, a physical presence, not being able to feed a meal, not being able to bring someone into our home, I am so grateful to know that there are open hearts and open arms. It's making me very emotional to do that work on behalf of those of us who can't physically get there or do that. Mm-hmm. And to be really proud of the way that you're showing up.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. And thank you for helping us so that we can help others. It all matters. Like, no matter how big or small the help is, even maybe it's not the right word, but meditation and prayer, whatever we do, will help. Just direct it at the people that need help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Don't underestimate it.
For all the work that you do, because we feel supported by your work so that we can help others. So thank you. Thank you.
Bless you, Mama. Bless you. You're doing such a beautiful job.
Thank you.
If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week. Gabby.